Now you must know, Franksman, to make a heart of glass, that the game of gays and bandstand butchery was merely a patio strap tissue of threats and abuses, such as Roebuck's Raw at Pinnacle's Peak and after this sort. Humphrey's unsolicited visitor, Davy or Titus, on a burglary's clan march from the Middle West, a hikely excellent crude man about road who knew his bullfoos mountains like a starling beard, after doing a long dance untitled to Cloudy Green, deposed his box stump on the weight you may want me, after having blew some Quakers, for you, Oates, in through the house king's keyhole to attract attention, bleated through the gale outside, which the terror of his clothes was hog-collaring, first to be the hirsuter, that he would break his bolshewigger's head for him, next to be the heel-tapper, that he would break the gauge over his lanky duckling head the same way he would crack a nut with a monkey wrench, and last of all, be the stirabouter, that he would give him his, or the umperums, or any bloody else's, thicker than water to drink, and his bleed-a stepbrothers into the bucket. He demanded more wood alcohol to pitch in with, alleging that his grandfather's was all taxes, and that it was only after 10 O'Connell, and this bar was a public oven for the sake of Erskusky, and then, not easily discouraged, opened the wraith floods of his artillery, and went on at a wicked rate, weathering against him in mooked metaphors from 11:30 to 2 in the afternoon without even a luncheon interval for House Son of Claude to come out, you Jew beggar, to be executed amen. Earwicker, that pattern of mind, that paradigmatic ear, receptor-retentive as his if Dionysus, long-suffering although whitening under restraint in the sitted-out corner of his conservatory, behind famine-built walls, his thermos flask and rapidium flable by his side, and a whisker bristle for a tusk bit, compiled, while he mourned the flight of his wild guineas, a long list, now feared and part lost, to be kept on file of all abusive names as he was called. We have been compelled for the rejoicement of foin late voides, in the humors of Milltown, etc., by Josephine Brewster and the collision known as Contrast Stations with Inkerman, and so on and so onward, Laces and Blue Water, Flea, Celestials, One Clear Turve, First Nighter, Informer, Old Fruit, Young Wicker, Wheat Ears, Goldie Git, Bogside Beauty, Yes, We've Had His Bananas, York's Picker, funny Face, At Baggedy's Bend He Bumped, Grease with the Butter, Open Door Auspices, Cain Enabler, Ireland's Eighth Wonderful Wonder, Beat My Price, Godsoil Now, Moonface the Murderer, Hoary Harry Hoax, Midnight Sunburst, Remove That Bible, Hebdromadary Pump Location, Tummer the Lane the Tyrannus, Blauclay, Tight Before Tea Time, Read Your Pantajoke, Acoustic Disturbance, Thinks He's God Bless the Good Duke of Orgill, WD's Grace, Gibbering Behemoth of Dublin, His father was a munzucker, and she had him in a growler. Burnham and Bailey, artist, unworthy of the homely Protestant religion. Terry Catter, you're welcome to water food, signed the Rubenman. Lobster pot lardling, all for Arthur of this town. Hooshed the cat from the bacon. Leather togs Donald, the ace and deuce of Poprank. O'Reilly's, delights to kiss the man behind the barrel. Magogagog, Swad Puddlefoot, Gowdy Ghibelline, Loose Luther, Hatches Cock's Eggs, Muddle the Plan, Luck Before Wedlock, I Divorce Thee Husband, Tanner and a Make, Go to Helena or Come to Connie's, Piebald Puff Puff His Bride, Purged Out of Burke's, He's Not of My Cake Gossam, Beer Baron, Peculiar Person, Grunt Owl's Factotum, 12 Months Aristocrat, Lycanthrope, Flunky Beetle Vamps the Tune Letting On He's Lonely, Thunder and Turf Married into Klandorf, Left Boots and Unapproval, Cumberer of Lord's Holy Ground, Starge Archman, Awant Uke, Tommy Furlong's Pet Plagues, Archduke on Cabanger, Last Past the Post, Keneally Won't Tell the Off Nancy's Gown, Scuttled to Cover, Salary Grab, Andy McNoon in Annie's Room, All Out, Twitch Brash Balls, Bombard Street Buster, Sublime Porter, A Band for the King of Burgands, and A Bomb for Ye Sir of All the Rutledges, O Felon's Cut Price, and at number when, what he done to Castel Costello, sleeps with feathers and ropes, it is known who sold Horace the Rattler, enclosed find the sons of Fingal, swayed in his falling, wants a wife and 40 of them, let him do the fair, a P.G.E. Quani Chimuck, plop goes his wassail, ruin of the small trader, he milking honey beaver brooker, V was a vinder, so were rapes, Armenian atrocity, sick fish belly up, Edomite, man devoid of the commoner characteristics of an Irish nature, bad Humborg, Rahab, cuckoo handler, dirt, mitching daddy, born burst feet foremost, Woolworth worst, Ethiopic phallosophist, guilty pig's bastard, fast in the barrel, booze in the bed, Mr. Fatmate, in custody of the polis, Bowell's allocutionist, deposed, but anarchistically respectful of the liberties of the non-invasive individual, did not respond to solitary Wedgwood beyond such sedentarity, though it was as easy as kiss anywhere for the passive restraint in the booth he was in to reach for the hello gripes and ring up Kimmeridge Outer 17.67, because, as the fundamentalist explained, when he at last shocked into speech, touching his wounded feelings in the future, the Dominican mission for the socialist party was on at the time, and he thought the Romish devotion, known as the Holy Rosary, might reform him, John.